This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is the part of the pod where Terp and I are going to argue. I can feel it. Because I was watching the pregame availabilities with the coaches last night. Unfortunately, I had to do a radio hit here, so I could not go to the game last night. And there was a little phrase, an analytical data point thrown out by Joe Mazzulla that I just can't hear anymore. And I understand it's not something that he's made up, but it's definitely an analytical point that he likes, which is potential assists. I hate potential assists. Like, we can't talk about things that didn't happen. We can't talk about things that might be. Otherwise, that opens up the door to a whole potential analytical conversation. And I don't think that it's a nice idea if you want to lift someone up like Jason Tatum, who's certainly a great creator on the offense, and say, well, he would have these potential assists if the other guys follow through with actually the scoring. But it doesn't work that way. Assists is because he follows through. You can't have potential assists. I want this wiped out of the analytical community. I understand that analytics are a big part of basketball and have been for a decade plus now. But we can't go into potential analytics. It's like theoretical math. Like, I'm fine with having math in sports. We can't have theoretical math of the potential assists.
I think I would not be surprised if, like, Mazzulla in his spare time, like, studies quantum physics. And this is, like, he's just, like, obsessed with, like, what is, like, the alternate, like, possibilities of this timeline. So I get it. I get it. But I also see what you mean. It's like, yeah, like, it's either assists or it's not. How do you, Terp, you have a different...
Of course I like them.
Why?
Of course I like them.
It's something that didn't happen.
Because, especially with Joe Mazzulla, a big part of his philosophy when he's communicating with players is kind of weathering the storm. Just letting it play out. Stick with your game. And I think the analytical approach with the potential assist really proves that. Because if you're showing, like, oh, we could have had an assist here, they just missed the shot. Like, you're doing the right thing. You're following the plan, and it's setting up for what should be buckets, they're just missing them.
Okay, so in football, in the NFL, should Drake May be credited with potential completions?
Absolutely, especially when the receivers drop five balls. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
No,
and that probably exists somewhere.
That's not how sports works. You don't get the individual credit when the other guy screws up or girl screws up.
But it's more so, it's not really like an excuse of like, oh, you're doing your job. Here's like your like cookie because you should have had an assist here. That's not what
it is. That's what it is. Here's your potential assist.
No, it's more
assist.
So showing
you
that
did your job, the other person didn't.
No, it's more so showing that you are following the script and you're doing what you're supposed to do and just keep doing that and the rest will play out. Water will find its level is what you see a lot of Celtics folks say.
I will say,
are we going to start calling them potential threes?
Well, that wouldn't be a thing,
though. 3-point attempts?
Like, that wouldn't be a thing, right?
Why wouldn't it be a thing?
How can you have a potential three if you didn't
potential three. You took it, an attempted three. I mean, I guess that is a stat that he loves, too.
Well, attempted threes, yeah.
I think the difference between, like, that and, like, a Drake May pass is that, like, a potential assist, like, it sort of encourages you to keep moving the rock around. You know what I mean?
So does a potential completion.
I guess, but,
you say Drake May's not the problem. You can't have
you
him keep
should have potential completion. But, like, it's not like, it's not something
so
like,
stupid.
You don't go to war for the stat. Like, oh, he had this many potential completions or potential assists.
But I don't want to hear potential assists.
But it's more so
anymore.
Just showing that it's working.
It's
showing,
not a
like,
real
he's
stat.
Making the right reads.
If we're going to have potential assists, then on the other side, we have to have potential turnovers. Oh, Jaylen Brown lost his handle. It got a little loose there. He regained it. Now, what that was a potential turnover. Put it in the advanced analytics
especially
column.
Especially the Celtics, like, their whole offense primarily focuses on making the right reads, getting two-on-one advantages. So if you're getting those, like, that's why the potential assist matters, because it's showing you're creating what your job of the offense.
How about a potential steal?
I would like it. I'd like potential
block.
Anything. I
potential
like it all.
Block.
You can learn from it. I like it.
Although it would get like, because assists can feel a little murky sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that hockey has like hockey assists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
also
not
like
enough that you can.
That's another one the Celtics like.
Oh yeah,
hockey
the hockey
assists.
Yeah,
which I also like.
No, that's called being a point guard.
This,
you don't
yeah.
get a hockey assist. You're a point guard. It's called setting up the play.
Did y'all read? I think it was the Yahoo story a few months ago where they were looking into like Michael Jordan's stats and like how he may have gotten like.
Did they look at his potential stats?
Well, no, like
they didn't have those back then.
But they were looking into like and when he was at Chicago, like his assist numbers would be like disproportionately bigger to his numbers on the road. I feel like if you actually start counting like potential assists, it would get completely out of control.
That happened with Jaren Jackson like 2 years ago. He was making a case for DPOY, and his home splits were just ridiculously more skewed than his away splits. So the statistician at home is kind of skewed. There was a theory that he was skewing him towards Jaren Jackson, which is absolutely true, because I remember 2 years ago, Jason Tatum had a triple-double, and it was, I think it was like Grant Williams. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
He found Grant Williams in the corner. Grant Williams took like six dribbles and laid it up. It was not an assist, but they credited an assist, but he was at home. Like, if they were away, he would not have gotten that. So that
I
does
take
happen.
That real assist over a potential assist.
Yes, but like, yeah, that's a real thing. But I do like the potential assist because it just speaks to the offensive process.
I guess maybe it's just maybe behind the scenes if you want to talk about how you're reading defenses, making the right reads, and moving the ball around. That's something that you want to talk about when you're in film review. I just don't want to hear it as like a case for what is making Jason Tatum great this year. I don't care about the potential assists.
He didn't
just
mention the score,
real.
Which is great. Or he said he was like balanced, but he was like, you're not really screening because of this, but that stuff's important. Like, good, goes back to Jordan
it's
Walsh.
It's not
like,
important to me. It's not the potential. It's what you do.
That's fair.
You have to follow through.
You learn from that by kind of sticking
especially
with the process.
Potential assists when you have this roster. Again, it's different when you have a potential completion with Drake May and he has the wide receiver group who are dropping five passes. When your potential assists are going to Derek White and Drew Holiday and Jaylen Brown and Al Horford, they should just, you can count the assists and not the potential.
But if they miss them, like if they're missing a wide open three.
Yeah, those guys shouldn't be missing,
but
is the point.
If you're making the right read to find a guy for a wide open three and he bricks it, it should count as a potential assist because it proves that you stuck with the process of the offense.
So you just had to point a finger then over at Derek White and say, your dad's going to tweet about that.
Ramblin' Rex is going to have a field day.
Oh, boy. All right. That's where I leave it. Potential assists. I'd like it to be gone.
It's a potential closure for the show.
It's a potential. We have more potential on the horizon. Celtics play the Hornets back-to-back, correct?
Friday,
Pacers
Saturday.
Pacers and then Hornets.
ESPN
okay.
Game.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we got a couple games. We all have our eye on the game coming up against the Warriors at home. Steve Kerr will probably get an extremely warm welcome, but we'll be with you before that. As I've said before, we're ramping up our production in terms of how many shows we're doing a week. So please check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Like, subscribe, follow, find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter. It's Slammed Pod, and we put up a lot of stuff there. So thanks for hanging out with us, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.